Not to diverge too far out, but I remember when I was watching the meeting, the issue of radiation necrosis came up, and I was thinking, how do you diagnose that?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I mean, can you tell me about a case where you think you actually saw it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So the way we see presentations are two ways. One is the routine surveillance MRI. So patients who have stereotactic radiosurgery, we typically are following those patients with brain MRIs because we want to identify new metastases and we want to make sure that we have achieved local control. Now, sometimes these things will begin to change, and our radiologists have become pretty good at seeing the changes and saying that this is recurrent tumor, or this is something that looks a little bit like radiation necrosis. Now, if it begins to change in a way that looks like radiation necrosis to my radiologist, it may also look like growth to some other radiologist. And so I think one of the mistakes we can make is seeing some changes post-stereotactic that look like growth but aren't, and then retreat that, you know, give another dose of radiation to it. And I think that can cause real trouble for the patients.
So you can make a radiologic diagnosis. Do you see like a necrotic center or something?
Yeah, there's two ways to do that. One is with the contrast, and the radiologists are pretty good at understanding the way necrosis versus tumor enhances. And then also doing brain-specific PET scans. Those can help out as well.